Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Chuck Galeazzi with Helping Hands in Knoxville as he talks about the reopening of Helping Hands following the COVID-19 pandemic.
Helping Hands has been closed for a little while, Chuck. You know, it's been due to this whole COVID-19 pandemic. I know you guys have been, we've talked during this time, there's been ups and downs and interesting situations. But first off, take us through the news you got in regards to Helping Hands right now.
Well, yes, it was something that we were not used to or anything. We had to kind of adapt for the safety of the public. We did pass our food out the front and the back and try to do as best we could. We had masks available for everybody, and I think that's very important. And we did practice social distancing of the 6 feet. So sometimes I had to get a little rough with my mouth to separate people, but it worked. So now we've decided that we're overloaded with merchandise, and we need to pass that on to the public. It's heartwarming. I mean, it makes you feel sad. I guess somebody calls up and said their kids need some clothes. And so now we're going to start that. We're going to start that today. Our normal hours will be from 9 to 3, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. One of the main things, we're going to have a lot of tremendous NII stuff. Bibles for Mission in Pella has been donating it, and we've been stockpiling it. We need to go through that supply before we can accept anything from the public. So don't be offended when you come to the back and you see that I've painted on the wall, no donations. We just can't do it because in perspective, we've got a room for 1,000 shirts and we got 10,000. So we have to get rid of merchandise before we can start accepting things from the public. The well is open and it's a good organization if you want to participate there. I understand if they want to save things for Helping Hands, we really appreciate it. But to come in, you're going to have a mask and you're going to have to practice social distancing. We're not going to give up on that.
Now, when it comes to this, obviously, being closed like you were, you're still trying to get things done and still trying to give to the people here that need it the most. But how excited are you, Chuck, to finally be able to, like, open up and accept people, even with the social distancing?
You know what, personally, and I'm probably the only one, I'm not excited at all because I felt safe, hunkered down, you know, that on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we was giving the Walmart Feed America stuff away, second and fourth Mondays of the food. But that's only part of our mission. The other part of the mission is to get people things that they can't afford to buy. So we're going to tiptoe through this, and I'm just crossing my fingers that it works because I tell you what, there's an element out there that don't come to Helping Hands that don't think we should be doing this, and I'm one of them. But I also understand what our mission is, and we need to help people with these items.
Now, when it comes to this as well, obviously you mentioned needing a mask to get in and also the social distancing aspect. But is there going to be a limit on the amount of people that you're going to actually allow into the building?
Well, you know, they're going to have to stay 6 foot apart. And, you know, I don't know. Sometimes with rules that you say something, it's like the grocery store. I mean, it's like a lot of places when they started, you know. And after people understand the rules, they'll flow through there in a fast pace if I just keep pushing them along a little bit. But to say we're only going to let 10 people in there and we got 9 people working in the back room sorting stuff, it doesn't work. So I'm gonna take the you know, watching Hy-Vee, Fairway, Walmart, these businesses that have a lot of traffic, we're going to try to do that. But one of the things we can't have is social gathering, you know, visiting. People want to talk at our store, and it's going to be hard, but we're going to have to make it work that the flow, come on and get your stuff, and then go on home.
Now, I know you mentioned there that you're not taking donations right now. Now, those people, obviously, this time of year, it's spring, it's warmer weather. People are cleaning out their houses, cleaning out their cupboards, doing their thing. For those people that have donations or want to give donations, obviously, like you said, you're not accepting those. Is there a recommendation to either give those to somebody else that can help out?
Well, yes. I mean, you know what? There's nothing wrong in this United States to have a free garage sale. Have to go through Helping Hands. You know, get your neighborhood together. You got a bunch of stuff. Say, okay, we're going to have a yard sale, but you're not going to have to pay for anything. I'd love to see this all over this town. We want people's stuff, but we're just kind of a little teeny outlet. But there could be a tremendous thing going on in this town this summer if we have free garage sales. Come get my stuff. And we don't have to go through Helping Hands. They're still going to get it for nothing, and it's still going to go to the places that they want to. But it's so hard for us right now. It is frustrating. We have a church down on First and Pleasant Street chock full of boxes of stuff from Bibles for Mission. We have to get rid of that stuff before we can start taking it in. My only thought is have a free garage sale.
Now, Chuck, I know, again, this has been a very difficult time these past couple months for Helping Hands, for a lot of people here throughout the community, for people losing jobs and businesses and stuff. Is there anything else that you want to say to the Knoxville community?
I want to say to the Knoxville community, thank you, thank you, thank you. We have been financially supported very well. And it just, you know, there's something about Knoxville. I've always said in my heart, I don't think there's very good leadership here. But then I get slapped in the face and I find out that this is a very, very giving community.
Thanks to Chuck Galeazzi with Helping Hands for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.